This is Cincinnati Edition. I'm Mark Purcell. With a look at the big business stories of 2012, Jamie Smith, editor of the Cincinnati Business Courier, is on the money with Chris DeSimio this morning.
Wall Street's winning streak was snapped on Thursday. Concerns over the impending fiscal cliff ended a six-day advance for the S&P 500. Yesterday morning, of course, we got a look at the consumer price inflation figures. They were negative, both at the overall headline rate, -0.3%, and the so-called core rate, -0.1%. The market, though, continuing to focus more on Washington than on the than on Wall Street, and volume was fairly light throughout the week. Well, it's a pleasure to welcome to the show Jamie Smith, who is the publisher of the Cincinnati Business Courier. 20 years of media experience, a degree from the University of Kentucky, and a native of Springfield, Kentucky, not Illinois. Jamie, thanks so much for being with us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Tell us about the Business Courier. Has been around for a long time. It was there was a Cincinnati Business Journal, and then there was a Courier, and they kind of merged, and then the Courier is ubiquitous. It's everywhere too.
It is. Yeah. It is. We've been in Cincinnati as the Business Courier for 28 years.
28 years.
Right. And there was a little competition there for a couple of years with another business paper called The Record, and then we ended up buying them and being the only journal in town. But you're right, we are one of 40 business journals across the United States.
And they're all linked in, sort of.
So. We are. We're owned by a company called American City Business Journals, privately held company, and it's great. We got a kind of a prototype to follow, but each market does what they want to do. You know, they want to be the local business news source for this community.
Let's say that you are a business person here in Cincinnati and you have a lot of business in, name a town, you know, Dayton or Indianapolis or Columbus. So you want to keep up with what's happening there. A lot of local newspapers, the established media, they're trying to trim content and have moved away from a focus on business in many markets. If someone were to subscribe to one paper, do they have access to all the premium content at the others?
They don't have access to all the premium content, but they do have access to that kind of that quick view, that real quick look. You can go on our website, and our website will actually go from any of our markets. You can log down to any of the 40 markets, and it's going to give you a pretty thorough view of that business news in that community. And then there are some discounts available if you want to log on to any of those others and get a paper there.
Operators are standing by. What are the cities here in the region?
Sure. We have Columbus, Dayton, Louisville, Nashville, and Pittsburgh.
Okay. That's a pretty good sample.
Yeah, it is. It is.
How many dedicated just to Cincinnati?
How big
is the staff here?
Our staff here in Cincinnati is 28. You know, that includes our business side as well as the news side. But we have 10 in our news department. You know, some of those are editors, and about 7 of those are just dedicated to out reporting and finding news and getting close to the business resources here in town.
Yeah, I think Steve Watkins there might be the reigning dean of business reporters.
He is.
Now.
He's our financial guru. If there's something about banking, finance, credit, Steve's on it in a heartbeat.
Yes, he has graced us with his presence many times. He's sat in the chair in which you are sitting.
Yeah, Steve's a great guy, close to the business pulse.
Yes, he is. So speaking of business pulse, I mean, your paper covers not just here are the stocks to buy, here's what such and such a company is doing, but it's really all about the community.
It is.
As I was looking at it this morning online, I noticed a story about, you know, why Cincinnati will get a regional carrier, how this money is, the Community Builders is getting a $29 million grant and they're buying properties and what it's going to do for Avondale, Walnut Hills, and other neighborhoods. Even something about Xavier and UD perhaps bolting the A-10, which has, 15, 16 teams in it now, and going to the Big East.
Right.
So how do you figure out the balance of these stories?
Well, what we look for is we look for anything that's going to change the business atmosphere in Cincinnati. You know, so it doesn't necessarily have to be about investing, or it doesn't have to be about real estate development. If there's anything that's going to alter the state of business, and obviously CVG is a great example.
Oh, yes.
You know, if business people can't get in or out of this town, it's news for us. You know, if all of a sudden
Well, it's not news because it happens to be true.
Exactly.
Well, no, it's not that bad. But.
Exactly. But if Xavier leaves a conference and goes to another, there's a lot of dollars that's involved with that.
Yeah.
And it's important to a lot of people in this community, whether they're donors of the institution, season ticket holders, or just fans that are out there spending money for the sport.
Yeah. One of the things that we've always urged people when they're looking at their portfolio and contemplating an investment is to kind of contemplate how processed is the information they're looking at? How mm-hmm. many filters has it gone through? Normally, when you look at an investing paper such as, you know, we won't name names, any national journal type paper, by the time you get into the money and the investing side, it'll say, here's what you should do with your money. Well, everyone else is reading that too. The opportunities are in the kind of raw material, the unprocessed stuff that you can then kind of link together. So right. you have a lot of stories about that.
Right. And I think one of the things that I think makes that possible for us at the Courier is it's all about the relationships that our reporters build with the community here in Cincinnati. So when a big news story, you know, you might read about it online at any national source, but what our reporters do is they find out that local side of that. What's that going to affect in Cincinnati? How's that going to change the investment of our readers? How's that going to change the you know, the atmosphere out there?
Right, because those guys on the floor of the exchange and in research rooms and investment firms all scattered across this great land of ours frequently don't have access to that I'm sitting in the car next to them. I can see him sweating.
Exactly.
He's nervous talking about this kind of thing.
Right. What's that going to do to the employee count of a company? Those are the kind of things that our local guys can go find out, you know, in a minute.
Yeah. You know, Jamie, as we move towards, and it's hard to believe that 2012 is finally, mercifully grinding to a halt, you get a lot of these, you know, the highlights of 2012 and forecasts for 2013. What were the biggest stories that you at the Cincinnati Business Courier followed? What were the stories that had the most traction throughout
sure.
the year?
Sure. I think one that hit the paper several times and had different angles as it hit the paper was the Dunnhumby story about them relocating their headquarters.
Dunnhumby, this is the British firm that does the market data.
Which a lot of marketing information mm-hmm. for companies like Kroger.
Mm-hmm.
And they're actually going to be taking over that lovely space there on 5th and Race where there's really nothing but a parking lot. It's been the potential home of a lot of places, mm-hmm. but it's going to be their headquarters coming up. And it's changed a couple times. I mean, it was going to be, 280,000 square feet of office space, some residential and some commercial. You know, we reported that first. And then as it got to change a little bit more and we saw that Dunnhumby was picking up even more employees, the residential is now out of that plan. And we did a great job of getting on that right away and getting it in the paper.
That's fascinating because Dunnhumby, of course, is a company when you go to Kroger and you buy dog food, when you get your receipt, it'll then have a coupon for, you know, the heartworm medicine,
exactly,
stuff like that.
Exactly. Very intelligent company.
Yeah. How many employees does Dunnhumby have here?
You know, they, I believe, are up over 450 now. They built that, remodeled that space, and it's only been, you know, 3-4 years.
That was on Plum Street, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and it's the building that's going to eventually be gone with the bridge, which is another one mm-hmm. of our big stories this year.
Segue plays into story number two. Tell us about the bridge and this whole the toll road idea that this has been. We just came back from New York City, and you know we paid $13 to cross the Verrazano Narrows Bridge. But what's your option?
Yeah, I think you know whatever the option is, there's going to be some kind of money involved, and that's whether it's a toll or whether it's taxes.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, personally, I think what's been the story that's been told the most is the toll makes more sense because the people that are actually using it or paying it, not necessarily people that live here that never cross that bridge.
Exactly. We don't have to, they're not going to take up the garbage collection funds.
Right.
You know, interesting also, I know there was some talk about how it would slow it down. The Easy Pass situation, there were people,
right.
I mean, it's possible to go through certain lanes. They do it in Philadelphia.
They do it in Florida, exactly.
Right, where you really do not have to slow down a whole lot if you're careful, of course.
And a lot of that story, too, has gone on moving it up. You know, they're hoping to start this process in 2014.
Okay.
And Julie Jansen, you know, of Duke has done a great job of getting a story out there and getting people behind it.
What other big stories have
I think the Cincinnati Children's Hospital building a new research tower. You know, they're going to build a big 15-story tower, going to add 425,000 square foot of research.
And new jobs.
You know, and new jobs, exactly. And more than the jobs, it's going to bring a, you know, even more notoriety to that hospital.
Yeah, and of course, the people who do those jobs is going to bring a lot of intellectual capital.
Exactly.
To the region. What was new in the newspaper in 2012? What was different in the Business Courier in 2012.
Well, I think if you looked at the paper over the last couple of weeks, you'll see a lot of new style to it. We have taken the approach that we want our reporters, you know, we think they've done a great job of branding themselves with their sources. We want to make sure we brand them with our readers. So if you go through the pages of the Courier now, you're going to see a lot of, you know, you're going to see a page with each reporter that kind of tells their story of the week. We've taken the approach away from holding our hard, fast news till Friday mm-hmm. when we print that paper. We used to think, we don't want to put it online. We want to save it for the paper. Well, consumers don't want to wait.
It might be 2 or 3 days old by then.
Exactly. You know, they want that news as soon as it happens, and we've decided to give them that as soon as it happens. But we still want to kind of take that story and tell a little bit more in print on Friday, and we let each reporter pick those stories that makes the most sense, and they can go a little further on Friday.
Anything else new for 2013?
Well, I think we also just started, this is the digital side, but we found that people in this market, and I think a lot of it is because of the great resources we have here with the hospitals and the universities, they want more healthcare news. And now every Tuesday, our online readers, or anybody can really, but they can go online and they can get what we call our health biz, which is just a digital update on health news in Cincinnati as well as the region.
Huge, huge. This time has flown by. I want to thank you so much for being with us, Jamie Smith.
Thank you for having me.
And for Jamie Smith for the Cincinnati Business Courier, and for Cincinnati Edition, I'm Chris DeCimio on The Money.